on Indonesia Today this morning. I hope that today you are able to run the day enthusiastically, happily, and I hope you are able to improve your capacity building. Well, this makes sure that today must be much better than yesterday. Whatever it is, your daily activities must be done carefully, effectively, and of course, peacefully, as well as enthusiastically. Because as new day, a new hope, and also new spirit, so please seize the day, listener. Seize the day, because this must be yours. And also, just do your best. Of course, this must be done by yourself. And also, today with me and Faisal, I would like to accompany you with, you know, full of music, information, news, entertainment, Indonesian songs, and many more. So please stay tuned at www.radius.id. Here's the news. President Prabowo Subianto has called for waging a war on waste through a national movement for a cleaner, greener, and beautiful Indonesia. He said at the launch of the Indonesian Planting Movement in Ogan Ilir Palembang, South Sumatra, on Wednesday that the government must fight against waste. It must make every village, sub-district, and district clean, green, and beautiful. The National Nutrition Agency, or BGN, is setting aside 20.16 billion rupiah per month to guarantee insurance coverage to 1.2 million workers involved in the government's Free Nutritious Meals program. In a statement issued on Wednesday, Presidential Communication Office spokesperson Dede Prayudi pointed out that the budget will be used to pay work accident insurance and that insurance benefits contributions in cooperation with state workers insurance provider or BPJS Ketenagakerjaan. That's the news.
Thank you.
Voice of America from Indonesia to the world. Wow, listener, are you traveling right now? Well, I hope that, I mean, in this case, yeah, traveling also important, yeah, to make to relax about your soul and even your body or your mind. But yeah, traveling to some cities in another city can also make you know about the new thing or new areas or even new tourism destination. But one thing that you have to remember is you must also know about weather forecast before you travel to some cities in another city, especially in Indonesia, listener. That's why I would like to share you about the weather forecast for some cities in Indonesia, especially for today, 24th April. I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. The city is forecast light rain with temperature 21 up to 30 degrees Celsius. What about Merauke? Merauke is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to Ambon. Ambon is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Ternate is forecast light rain with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we fly to Makassar City in South Sulawesi. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Manado. Manado is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 28 degrees Celsius. And then we fly to Palembang City. Yes. Palembang is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to another city. We fly to Tanjung Pinang. Yes. Tanjung Pinang is forecast rainy with temperature 26 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, Samarinda in Kalimantan is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 39 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Pontianak. Pontianak is also forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 39 degrees Celsius. So what about Semarang? Yes, in Java Island. Semarang is forecast rainy with temperature 21 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Next, we move to Bandung in West Java. Bandung is forecast rainy with temperature 18 up to 26 degrees Celsius. And then Jakarta, yes. Jakarta is also forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 29 degrees Celsius. And then next we go to Medan. Yes, Medan is also forecast rainy with temperature 33 up to 31 degrees Celsius. The last is we fly to Banda Aceh. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Well, listeners, that's information about the weather forecast, especially for some cities in Indonesia. It is from Meteorology, Climatology, and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia.
Sampai jumpa.
a unique quick whip or binge cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongues by the trigger, so it is like binge. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, quick whip is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Quick whip is a quite popular snack in Jakarta, and this cake is usually found in various parts of the city. However, usually quick whip is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupees per piece. It depends on the topping. Quick whip with cheese is usually more expensive than quick whip with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked quick whip, but have delicious taste. Who lived in it along the edge of Cow River and blends on the Cow River. world of shelves that do not exist anymore. But they come from outside and have high value. The value is higher than the sales in a place they call Kuruwara. Kuruwara that we used to see is in the river and in the black swamp. It is usually done for food consumption and as ingredients. But snails are consumed. But usually it is like the description that I have mentioned earlier. And the name of the objects are Ote, Jinam, and Wa. In addition, yes, they are piglets, tobacco, and fruit. When we go for engagement, we bring bananas, taro, and sago, and drink tobacco. The look is always there. If we ask for piglets, they bring them. And we ask puppies, they bring them as well. Because pigs, dogs, and tobacco are treasure. A paddock is used for hunting. There is an economic element. But we don't ask that goat get Ote. The animal gets Ote again. A bee hunts to get meat and to eat. But for security, the dog is a guide. So, where is the dog in the woods? It could come back home alone. The dog which we could send here existing here. So, we walk with the dog. We cannot get lost with the compass. The dog has the compass bow. I've been scrolling many times and telling you where the bow is already on the spot. It is another supporting tool to be used as a medium of exchange. Art was just for the payment of a big, with the women for engagement. So, it's our treasure. If someone does not a person, art dealer should be fine with amount of art.
More people do trade in unity. In addition to exchanging goods, they also exchange trust between two people or individuals to establish relationship with each other, not just sellers and buyers, but to become relationships among friends. This makes them closer wherever they were. Although today art is not used anymore and exchanged with rupiah, art becomes a cash inheritance, which is still believed and held by some people of Muyu as a grip to bring about luck and wealth.
Suku kata. The word Likurai has two syllables, namely Liku and Rai. It has its own deeper meaning. Liku means to see or to serve, and Rai means land or ground. So Likurai actually means to serve or refer to the earth.
Likurai dance was once a war dance performed to greet or meet the heroes returning from the battlefield with the head of the enemy beheaded as a proof of courage. Then the women, or Feto, will welcome the heroes, or N-E-U, with this Likurai dance and accompanied by some men, or Mani, who dance, or Hatsuki, carrying a sword, as explained by Pius Fahid.
Tarian Likurai ini sebenarnya pada zaman dulu dijadikan sebagai satu tarian
Likurai dance actually in the past was used to welcome the heroes and as a service. Basically it is a dance that serves the land for it is good. The land is the source of life for humans. The for the grand session to have Milan as a feedback. In its development, the great dance was also used to welcome dance for heroes with women from the battlefield. The warriors brought back some super heads of the enemy from the battlefield as proof of their victory. So after returning, the heroes were treated with the great dance.
The great dance is performed by a group of women who are beating bihar or drums inserted in their armpits. The dance begins with the beating of the bihar by one of the dancers, followed by other dancers. When harmonious rhythm has been achieved, when they will start to move their bodies to the left and to the right, sometimes squatting in a specific formation. The male dancers will stomp with nails on their feet, holding up a sword. Then they begin reciting poems interspersed by war or victory shrieks. The beating of the bihar then is increasingly fast and hard, as well as the movements of the dancers. Sometimes the dancers will simultaneously stop moving, causing spontaneous fighting. In general, this dance looks beautiful, energetic, and can to evoke healing experience, especially if imagining the human heads, which start to move about between the legs of the dancers' feet. The Korean dance has its own uniqueness, as disclosed by Pius, the Belu cultural figure, who said that both the dancer and the musician become one.
The Korean dance has a unique characteristic. In most other dances, the dancers are separated from the musicians. So while the musicians are playing the musical instruments, elsewhere, the dancer are on the stage or at a preferred place, while the Korean is unique for the fact that the dancer, at the same time, also becomes a musician.
Similarly, it was also expressed by John Apiluan, an observer of culture. According to him, the Korean is unique.
The Korean dance is unique. The Korean musical instrument is unique. If in Belu, the Korean is struck by a woman while dancing, well, this is totally unique.
Meanwhile, according to the head of the Department of Culture and Tourism, Dominic Mali, both the dancer and musician can be just one person or solo performer.
Kekhasan tarian di Korea itu, the unique characteristic of the Korean dance compared to other dances is that every Korean musician and dancer can perform solo. In most dances, the music is played by others, dances by others. The Korean music and dance is simultaneously performed by a solo dancer, and it means two artistic activities carried out by one person.
Should become a hero who defeats evil. Nikolai, when danced to welcome government officials, community leaders, or important visitors, show that the guests deserve respect and inspire the guests to become a hero who is ready to defend and work for the progress of the independent Belu people. While Nikolai performed in a Thanksgiving event or a celebration shows that we should be grateful to the Almighty. Tens or even hundreds of women get together in Bihar language. Bihar generates sounds that evoke joy, admiration, and pride while creating a sacred atmosphere.